Like Heaven to Touch by Kevi Stell, read by Rhea 314. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Pairing, Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. Rating, general audiences, no archive warnings apply. Yuri, standing in front of a train map in the Moscow Metro's entrance hall. Oh no. He squints at the Cyrillic script, his nose scrunching, plucks at Victor's sleeve. It's 10 o'clock at night. Victor, Victor, which line should we take? I don't know, Victor replies cheerfully, his hands stuffed in the pockets of his jacket. He is a little bit drunk. What do you think? You're the one from Russia, Yuri says. Well, I'm not from Moscow, am I? Yuri exhales quietly. When Yuri saw the inside of a Moscow station for the first time, his eyes went wide and his mouth fell open. Victor would very much like to show him all the stations, all 200 of them, their high vaulted ceilings, the breathtaking gleam of chandeliers and stained glass, carved pillars framing Yuri's slender figure in his sleep-scuffed jeans and gray hoodie. Maybe next time. Victor taps on the opposite side of the kiosk instead. English, he says, and Yuri ducks around the kiosk to come to Victor's side with a look of relief. Good, Yuri breathes, and then it turns into a deep sigh as he takes in the full map in all its sprawling, tangling glory. His hair is tousled and his eyes must be stinging from the evening wind. Victor's warm from the good vodka and the good dinner, and the sleepy, unhappy swell of Yuri's lower lip is begging to be touched. Victor's fingertips itch. He curls his right hand into a fist in his pocket. We can ask for directions, he points out. Look, I can just... I'm 23 years old. I can handle being lost in a foreign country, Yuri mutters, with a kind of bleary-eyed contempt only Yuri can muster when he's exhausted. Purely for show, Yuri rests his forehead against the kiosk for a moment. Victor has to hide a smile. Okay, okay, Google Maps it is. No, don't. I'll help, Victor interrupts, contrite. He flattens his palm against the map and traces their route with his finger. See? We're headed to Ochotny Rud. Here. Oh, no, different line. Okay. We'll get off at Tiatrina and walk. It's not far. Okay, Yuri says, even as his eyelashes dip in gratitude. They're standing slightly further apart than they normally would. Still, surely the whole world can see how they're sharing one another's air. Blinking slowly, Yuri allows himself to be guided towards the platform. Victor keeps his hands at the small of Yuri's back, glancing over his shoulder all the while. They're laughing by the time the hotel, familiar and golden in its soft lamplight, looms up before them. Yuri pushes his hair back, eyes tight in the carpeted comfort of the lobby. He looks younger than half the other skaters, with his fine features and the porcelain clearness of his skin. But here he is. Here in Moscow, with Victor at his side, ready to impress a crowd that's too used to roaring Victor's name. Victor is prouder than he's ever been. He lets his fingertips brush Yuri's wrist as they pass underneath the arch, and Yuri hums in acknowledgement. Ah, Yurio, says Yuri, pleased, when they spot Yurio leaning against the wall beside a potted plant. Head down, Yurio scowls at his Instagram feed. The Wi-Fi is best in the lobby. The initial awkwardness between them has worn off, and Yuri's more confident with Victor beside him at any rate. There you are. You again? Yurio looks up, forehead creasing in annoyance. Why are you back so late? No, don't tell me, I don't want to know. Have you had dinner? Yeah, I'm not a baby. Vitya, Mila says good luck. His frown deepens. Both of you. Victor beams. Thank you. Yurio sputters. Don't thank me, I'm only passing on the message. Victor slings an arm over Yurio's shoulders, ignoring his half-hearted protests. On Victor's other side, he can feel Yuri's mouth quirking into a smile, as if Yuri can't quite help himself. There's a deep glow to the lobby at this hour, and the night outside stretches long and cool. Want to come to our room and watch TV? Yurio, who has the hood of his jacket up, even though they're indoors, shoots Victor an incredulous glance.
No.
Oh, okay then, Yuri says, and his voice curls softly downwards, and the corners of his mouth droop. Hand tucked into the crook of Yuri's elbow, Victor grins. Yurio takes one look at Yuri, and his ears go red in outrage.
Fine, but only for a short while.
Victor is fond of his home country, all things considered. It's a special feel to be staying in a Russian hotel, to be hounded by the press in his native language. Yuri on his left, and Yurio, looking taller and older in his blue jacket, on Victor's right. Yuri rubs the back of his hand over his eyes, and Victor doesn't use his phone much, but Yurio is enough of a social media addict for them both, and he sniffs periodically as he scrolls through Instagram and Twitter. In this aspect, Yurio is a little like Victor, a little apart from the rest. He doesn't like or comment on posts very often, just scoffs and tilts the phone sideways to let Victor see. Yuri's expression is very soft. Yurio's sniggering at his phone screen as they step out of the lift on the 9th floor, and it's everything Victor didn't know he could have, this quiet intimacy.
Who is it, JJ?
Yuri asks, distracted as he unzips his bag.
Do you really think I'd follow JJ? Really?
Yurio shares a meaningful look with Victor over Yuri's head. Yuri is fishing for his keycard before they even get to the room door, because that's how Yuri is. It's Chris.
Oh, Chris. What did he post?
Another selfie. Victor and Yurio answer noncommittally at the same time. Yurio scrolls faster.
Fuck, I accidentally liked it. Vitya, don't laugh.
Oh no, no. Yuri breathes, slumping against the wall. Don't tell me I lost my key.
I've got it.
Why am I still here? Yurio asks the ceiling. Victor pats at one of his jeans pockets, and then the other. Yuri's eyelids are fluttering in fatigue.
It's right here. Just give me a second.
Yes, but we still have to find my copy eventually, right? There's an elderly porter hobbling in and out of the room opposite them, struggling with a heavy load of luggage that must belong to the Crispino twins. Victor smiles at her uncomfortably. Yuri has his head half buried in the bag Yurio is now helpfully holding open and doesn't see.
Did I drop it on the way out of the restaurant?
Here's mine, Victor says, stopping him mid-sentence with a palm to Yuri's chest.
Let's go in. We can worry about your key tomorrow morning.
Can I help you? The porter asks. She raises an eyebrow at Victor, whose face has somehow ended up very close to Yuri's.
Нет, до свидания,
Yuri says loudly, and marches them away down the corridor. Once their backs are turned, he winces and whispers to himself,
I'm sorry, that was so rude.
It's not that funny, Vitenka, Yurio grumbles as he slouches into Victor and Yuri's room.
Why are you in such a good mood today?
Hashtag COC16. Hashtag Victor Nikiforov. Hashtag GPF Love Wins. Hashtag Kiss and Cry. Hashtag Katsukiyuri. Golden Skate. At Golden Skate. Russia's hashtag Lumila Bavicheva shines in Paris. At @M_Bavicheva. Hashtag Nudmila Bavicheva. Hashtag GP Figure. Hashtag GP France. Link. Golden Skate. At Golden Skate. Hashtag Sarah Crispino and hashtag Michaela Crispino talk their 2016-17 programs at Crispino Siblings. YouTube link. Rolling Stone at Rolling Stone. Here's why Russia's legendary Viktor Nikiforov may never return to figure skating. Link. ISU Figure Skating at ISU Figure. Hashtag GP Figure. Hashtag COC16. Pajit Chulanant blazes a trail for figure skating in Southeast Asia. Link. The next morning, Yuri manages to settle the matter of his missing key in halting Russian. He doesn't have to, of course. The staff speak English, but Victor is delighted. Victor's hair is still wet from the shower, and the faint fragrance of the corridor clings to Yuri's clothes. He throws his arms around Yuri's waist from behind as they head to the dining room for breakfast, and Yuri laughs and reaches back to pat Victor absentmindedly.
Yuri, I'm so proud of you.
I can't breathe,
Yuri gasps.
Oh my god, let him breathe,
Yurio snaps, and Victor releases Yuri in alarm. Yuri stumbles sideways, bumping into Yakov, who growls.
Sorry, sorry.
Yurio rests his chin in his hand at the breakfast table, cheeks squishing comically. Yakov, who greets Victor with a stiff nod, is absorbed in the morning paper, and Yuri watches in mild horror as Victor spoons a generous helping of raspberry jam into his tea.
That's normal in Russia. It's not just him,
Yurio says in an undertone, when he notices the direction of Yuri's gaze. Yuri nods in understanding.
So, Yuri Kotsky, says Yakov abruptly in his heavily accented English, without glancing up from the newspaper. How old are you?
23,
Yuri squeaks.
Yakov, Victor warns.
Yakov says, huh. Emil Nikola staggers past them with a stack of blinis on a plate, futilely calling Mikhail's name. Yuri smiles at him a little awkwardly. Victor takes a sip of his tea. Yurio doesn't even bother to turn his head. So far, nobody has noticed Victor is wearing Yuri's hoodie, for which Victor is grateful. Yurio snaps his finger underneath Yuri's nose.
Hey, pass the coffee.
I hope Victor's fans don't hate me now,
Yuri mumbles, more to himself than to anyone else, and he slides two packets of sugar towards Yurio along with a coffee jug for the next table.
What fans? Demands Yurio.
Victor clicks his tongue.
You hurt my heart, Solnishka.
Don't call me that.
Is today's comic section nice? Says Yuri desperately, looking in Yakov's direction. Yakov ignores him. Yurio snorts.
It's okay. They don't know Vitya's reputation. Did he ask to sleep with you on the first night? Yes? I refuse to understand,
Yakov mutters, flipping a page aggressively.
Yeah, I thought so. We Russians are straightforward people.
We did not do any sleeping.
Yakov.
Christ.
Hey, Victor says. I'll have you know I am very suave. Yuri says,
the first question you asked me was whether I was single.
And now you're not. You're welcome. Rolling Stone, November 20th, 2016. And of course, kissing another man on live television didn't stop him from being joyously welcomed back to Moscow as their national hero. As this year's competitors battle it out for the remaining spots at the Grand Prix final, the figure skating world is rife with speculation. The Grand Prix is only one of the first competitions of the season, but the Nikiforov-Kotsky Dream Team's already making waves. They're both known for the high artistic quality of their skating, which in Nikiforov's case is, or was, coupled with unsurpassable technical prowess. There's also Russia's rising star, 15-year-old Yuri Plisetsky, whose pixie-like prettiness and distinctive ballet-inspired style has provoked the occasional comment from his North American rivals. A victory for either Kotsky or Plisetsky in the Grand Prix could set a precedent, what with skaters shying away from choreography with anything resembling an effeminate flair. Could this be the dawn of a new era for the notoriously homophobic sport? Nikiforov, who famously responded to rumors about his sexuality with "good luck winning a gold medal for Russia without me" in 2009, declined to comment. Here is what Victor misses. Wearing the Team Russia jacket, walking together with the others into the cold comfort of the rink. He's done this over and over again, European championships and worlds and more, till the routine rocks him like a nighttime lullaby. The best hotels booked entirely for the nation's best skaters, and Victor has always been Russia's best. He likes eating at fine restaurants, sleeping on soft beds in places where the sheets are changed every day. He likes wearing expensive clothes. Victor has an unerring eye for glamour, for picking out exactly what kind of wardrobe he ought to have where the press can see him. In his own apartment, he sinks into long-sleeved shirts and loose jeans and sweaters, like a child playing dress-up. The faces of the rinkmates standing beside Victor change every season, but Victor is still there. Sometimes he watches old YouTube videos of his performances, because vanity is a trait he'll readily own up to. Snorts at titles with words like iconic and best performance, 11 6.0s. Because they're all programs he can barely remember. Clinically evaluating, gorgeous footwork, the sweep of arms perfectly designed. Could have landed that one better. It's like watching the movements of a stranger. Victor played and replayed Close to Me so many times that Makachin recognized Yuri on sight. He doesn't visit the Golden Skate forums. He doesn't bother. There is nothing there that could be useful for him. He slides through the years of low-quality, high-quality clips. The succession of nicknames, from Russia's prince to Russia's hero to Russia's legend. And Victor is so tired. He stands in the hotel lobby and patiently waits, and the reporters say, "When are you coming back to skating? When? When? When?" LMAO. Yurio. They found them. The internet found your photos with XBFs. Really? Oh no. That's embarrassing. You're still embarrassing. It's okay. Yuri won't mind. True. Anyway, he already knows he's Avi, not your first BF. Well, he is my favorite. Why do I talk to you? Yuri, what do you want for lunch? Don't say anything. Yuri smiles. They spent the last few hours of late morning practice at the rink on Red Square. Running through Yuri's choreography side by side is still one of Victor's favorite ways to spend practice. Victor's movements are more fluid, but the music is entirely Yuri's. And Yuri's been skating as though he has the whole rink to himself, weaving deftly through the other skaters with an expression of quiet absorption on his face. Okay. Take me to your favorite restaurant. You can't make me choose like that, Victor protests. Where are you going? Yurio skates over to them and rests his elbows on the barrier. He's as out of his element here as Yuri is, being too young to have made any friends in their senior division. It's nice, Victor thinks, to flock together like this. From the far side of the barrier, Yakov looks at Yuri and says gruffly, "Sushi?" He didn't come to Russia to eat Japanese food, Victor says, irritated. Yakov, the usual place. Let's go. They make an odd little group in the restaurant booth. Victor shrugs off his jacket and settles into the seat with a sigh of contentment. Yakov, scratching his nose, gazes at Victor for a long moment and then grunts into his menu. The food comes in record time. Yurio attacks his rabbit with fervor. Victor stands up to spoon the soup into two smaller bowls for himself and Yuri. As he leans over, Yuri whispers to him, "Can you take my dumplings? I don't like them." "I don't like them either," Victor hisses back. "Oh, come on," says Yurio in exasperation. He reaches across the table and scoops up Yuri's pelmeni, then he turns his glare on Victor. Victor obediently hands his portion over. "You'd better pay for drinks, Vitya," Yuri murmurs when Yakov signs the bill at the end of the meal. Opposite Yurio throws them a sharp, startled look. "Right," Victor says hastily, and fumbles for his wallet. "Oh, really? Did he say that? I didn't notice.
Your obvious dislike for J.J. Leroy gives me life, TBH.
Mmm. Shrugs, emoji.
What did he do? Indirectly shit on Yuri?
Shrugs, emoji. Mmm. Shrugs, emoji. Mmm. Shrugs, emoji. Mmm.
Their hotel room is pale and comfortable, and Victor should be used to the casual luxury by now, but he really isn't. He sprawls naked on the bed after his shower, soaking up the cool smoothness of the pillows, and Yuri snorts softly when he sees him, but doesn't say a word. Victor must doze off shortly afterwards, because it's dark when he opens his eyes, and the sheets beside him are rumpled and warm. He throws an arm out blindly, searching for Yuri, and doesn't find him. Victor rolls over. Yuri's silhouette is framed in the deep curve of the window, one hand holding back the curtain and the low hum of traffic glistening in the city beneath him.
Vitenka, go back to sleep,
Yuri mutters when Victor shifts and sits up and gets out of bed. Victor doesn't. The floor is chilly beneath his feet. He moves to stand behind Yuri, smoothing his thumbs over the tops of Yuri's ears, fingers tangling in Yuri's hair. Yuri responds with a small, amused sound deep in his throat. The window glimmers damply.
Yuri, Yuri, Victor says, letting his arms slide down to rest on Yuri's shoulders.
A few weeks ago, he would have had to bite back the question, "If I fuck you, will that help you sleep?" Yuri leans into him.
It'll be fine. You have plenty of your own fans here in Russia, do you know? They'll cheer for you. They'll be so impressed.
Yuri chews on the edge of his thumbnail.
I don't want to impress them. I want to intimidate them.
Victor laughs before he can catch himself, but that's okay. Yuri knows it isn't a dismissive sort of laugh.
That sounded more like Yurio than you, my Yuri.
He kisses the crown of Yuri's head.
I like it.
Yuri twitches the curtain further back, pushing it out of Victor's way.
I hope he'll be fine.
What? Nonsense, says Victor. He's never considered this.
Of course he will. Have you met Yurochka?
Yuri smiles. Victor can feel his exhale.
Are you ever going to call him that to his face?
Never. Yuri tips his head back to blink up at Victor, the lines of his face dim in the soft red-gold light that sifts through the curtains. This is when the question occurs to Victor.
Yuri, where are your glasses?
Don't need them, Yuri replies, his cheeks warming. It's nice. From here, you know. He gestures vaguely at the window pane.
The view, it's a nice blur.
Amazing. Yuri reaches around to grasp Victor's wrist firmly, and Victor sinks down onto the ledge beside him. The streets below them are beautiful at night. He pulls one leg up so he can face Yuri properly, studying the liquid brown of Yuri's eyes, his features not as sharply defined as Victor's, the tip of his nose turning slowly pink.
Do you know, says Yuri, I have to memorize where you're standing every time I skate Eros because I can't see.
I know, Victor says. I know. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.